Colonel Gaddafi's fighters still putting up fierce resistance at that compound in Tripoli, making sporadic attacks elsewhere in the capital and also other parts of the country. More than a day after the colonel's compound was stormed by rebels, a BBC correspondent there says the situation is still precarious. Meanwhile, hundreds of more celebratory people gathered in Tripoli's main square. Fireworks, a few bullets there lighting up the night sky in Tripoli, a sense of optimism among residents in the capital, and a feeling that the Libyan National Transitional Council will be able to usher in a new era. Here's one resident called Maysam talking to our partner, the BBC.
We have a strong faith in the TNC. We are hoping for the best. Yes, we think. Of course, it's going to be a big challenge because Gaddafi destroyed Libya for these past 42 years. He literally destroyed Libya, destroyed the education, destroyed the health, everything. But we're hoping for the best, really. We're hoping for the best.
Away from the capital, Tripoli, where that resident was speaking from, several other towns are still in the hands of fighters loyal to Colonel Gaddafi. The rebels say they're exchanging heavy rocket fire with about 1,000 Gaddafi loyalists on the road leading to the colonel's hometown of Sirte and are bringing up reinforcements. Paul Wood, from our partner, the BBC, is with those heading for Gaddafi's hometown. He filed this report.
It's not over yet. Though the battlefield is shrinking. These rebels are pushing up reinforcements. They're facing a stubborn enemy. We're 60 miles from Sirte, Colonel Gaddafi's hometown. His forces had been expected to retreat there to make a last stand. But they haven't been falling back. Far from it.
We were engaged with the enemy from this morning with heavy artillery. I mean, maybe you could hear the explosions every now and again.
So they had the chance 2 days to drive to Sirte, back to Sirte, but they did not. I think they're coming from Sirte now.
So they're still attacking?
That's what you can see now. They're attacking us.
This group of rebels believe they're facing more than 1,000 Gaddafi troops a few miles up the road. They're baffled by the continued resistance.
You know, I thought, hey, Gaddafi ran away. They got Tripoli, game over. But okay, apparently it's personal. I don't know. I don't know what they're fighting for, really. They must believe in this guy. I don't know. But we got him in the corner now. It's just a matter of time now.
The rebels still hope that talks with tribal leaders in Sirte will end this peacefully. If not, they're building up forces on either side of the town.
Military commanders on this side had confidently predicted that once Colonel Gaddafi was removed from power, his followers would simply give up the fight. But some of the loyalists, at least, are confounding those expectations and seem determined to fight for the last few slivers of territory which belongs to the old regime.
That dispatch filed this morning by Paul Wood from our partner, the BBC, where he was about 60 miles outside of the hometown of Colonel Muammar Gaddafi, Sirte. A part of Libya is still a battlefield, while much of the country is beginning to believe it can move forward. The latest from Tripoli, Sirte, Benghazi, and throughout Libya, all morning long on The Takeaway.